Vectis Radio, bringing the island together, one hit at a time, now on DAB.
It is glorious sunshine out the back of the This Feeling stage, and I'm joined by Manchester's Dreamin' of Citra. Hello!
Hello!
Lovely sound. I'm going to go by one and ask you to introduce yourself, if that's all right.
Hi, I'm Ray, and I'm the lead singer.
I'm Robbie, I'm rhythm guitarist.
I'm James, I'm lead guitar.
I'm Ryan, I play bass.
I'm Gordon, and I'm the drummer.
So you all met in Manchester, right? Was that because you came together at uni or anything like that?
No, it's really strange how we came together. I got in a band with Gordon and Robbie from an online advert, and then we kind of formed individually from that. We've been Stone Mile, and then we moved to Dreamin' of Citra, and now we've really found the puzzling piece now. We feel like we all slot and fit together really well.
So how long have you known each other now, then?
Overall, about 5 years near the end of this year, and then James joined nearly two years ago.
So pretty fresh, yeah.
A few of you were in a band together. Were you still making music independently when you formed, or did you just drop it all and go, actually, this is my band now?
Well, myself and Robbie, we originally joined a backing band for a Manchester singer-songwriter, and then we felt we just weren't able to write our own music from that, because it was all kind of his stuff that we were performing, so we sort of split off and did our own thing. And then we got Ray in on vocals. So I guess what were you doing before then? And then Ryan joined on bass, and then James on guitar.
Yeah, I studied music and went to university for a bit for it as well. And then I kind of just put it to bed for a bit after that, because I just kind of didn't really want to do it anymore. You start learning as a subject and you kind of fall out of love with it. And then, yeah, just after COVID, really, I was like, I just decided to buy a bass and then saw the advert that these guys put out and joined in them 5 years later.
That's great. And is this your first time on the Isle of Wight, either as performers or as when you were kids?
First time ever on the island, and it's unbelievable. Getting the boat across, what an experience to go to a festival. But it's so beautiful. Water taxis, everyone's come a bit differently. I drove over on the ferry, that was amazing. And then you came...
Water taxi. We came down on the train yesterday. Got the ferry this morning and then water taxi straight into the festival ground.
I've not done that yet. Many years I've come here, I've never done the water taxi. Was it fun or was it terrifying?
I mean, it was terrifying when he let about 40 people onto it, but it was good. It was all good.
I got a text saying, maybe you're going to have to do this a cappella because I think we're going to capsize, but you loved it, so.
Did you ever do the family holiday on the Isle of Wight at all, anyone? No.
Isle of Wight was a pinpoint for me because of Wet Leg.
Yeah.
So I always think, What a place to play at this festival. It's one of the top two for me, so yeah. Just amazing.
Oh, that's really good, because we don't really get much the Isle of Wight was put on the map because of this band, so that's a huge moment.
For me, it was massive. Female band, huge.
Yeah, I've only been on Island for 5 seconds before this, because I got my dog after lockdown, but she was from the Isle of Wight. So I came all the way down from, I think we were staying in Blackburn at the time. So it was a 5-hour drive, cross the ferry, pick her up, and then take her all the way back home. But yeah, I saw the port back then. It's nice enough. It's nice to see the actual island now.
Really, we're here for Gordon's dog. It's a trip. Yeah.
Does she get residence tickets to the festival?
Tried to stick her in, but no. She's got a little trench coat on now.
Just do one of those things, just to put two dogs in a, human costume and sneak them in that way. Works, right? So, most recent single, we've played a lot of the station, Never Looked at Me That Way. Is this the start of more new music to come?
Yes, we have just been in the studio and recorded a new single. It's a bit different. I really like the vibe we've gone down, but I feel like we're on a really good route with the sound at the moment. So hopefully this single will come out, hopefully July time, August time, and then we're hoping for an EP soon.
Yeah, it's a summer track, right? It's soundtracking Tinnies in the Park is the way that we've approached it. So that's what we would say, really, about the song bio, right?
Wonderful. So you're playing This Feeling stage tonight. Have you got a busy summer ahead of that?
I don't know. We've got a couple of gigs lined up, mainly based in Manchester. The single release, yeah, we'll probably do some activity around that. In terms of festival stuff, I think this is probably it for the year for us. And then we're And then we're just kind of building up and then go again next year, basically.
Well, we'll always have you back. It's a wonderful track. We look forward to more new music. Are you hanging around for a weekend, seeing anyone?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Wet Leg, top of the list for us. Rick Astley as well. You can't be sleeping on Rick Astley.
Two Door Cinema Club.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think he's going to bring Olivia Rodrigo out.
We talked about this at the station this afternoon. would Olivia Rodrigo come, because she's come to Viola White before and she's like performed in pubs for like a laugh because she loves over here. I'm wondering if she might actually do
it. She brought him out at Primavera in Barcelona, so I'm thinking they're going to do like a deal.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'll come to your
Isle of
Wight set.
So please come to the Isle of Wight. We'll take that. Of all the summer gigs, we'll take that one, absolutely. Dreamy and Citra, thank you very much for giving the time. Give it up for Dreamy and Citra.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.